Welcome to Hour 2 of the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner here. We're going to play the match game at 5:25. I'm going to replay that Jesse Ertz audio with a different spin here in the Open Plus. Complicated relationship between Bob Stoops and K-State. We'll get to You Can't Be Serious at 5:50 as well. If you want to get in contact with us, the game KMAN is how you do so. You can also call the show 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350. Appreciate Kevin Haskins' time. He joined us to the first hour of the show to talk Bill Snyder, Bob Stoops. If you missed any of that, newsradiokman.com and the on-demand tab. I had this thought about the Jesse Ertz audio. This is just very quick. We'll get to the Bob Stoops information right here. But since we're a bit rushed with this the first time around, here is what Bill Snyder said about Jesse Ertz and his improvement last night at a Topeka Cat Packers event.
I told Jesse the other day, I looked out the window and he was throwing the ball with our trainer. And then I ran into him someplace after that and I told him I've never seen him throw the ball as well. And in all reality, I had. And he felt stronger. And he felt like he was throwing the ball stronger. You know, mechanically, he's good and he understands how to create velocity on the ball, so now it's, you know, not as much technique as it is, you know, his strength and the fact that he's, you know, just gotten himself bigger and stronger and, you know, pulls on the ball quite well.
What do you think I'm hoping this can put to rest?
Oh, I don't know. Please, nothing involving Alex Delton.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of Skylar Thompson.
Okay.
Skylar Thompson, can we put any thoughts? I know everybody was excited, geeked up about Skylar Thompson going into the spring, and certainly there's great things being said about him as well. Can we put to bed any?
I thought that was already to bed and asleep like 3 hours ago.
Past his bedtime already?
Yeah.
I mean, I assume it probably was, but I've seen that thought out there just enough. Like, hey, what if, you know, is there going to be a competition here? Will Skylar Thompson push him at all?
No.
That's a pretty ringing endorsement of Jesse Ertz and what he's doing right now. It wasn't all just because of mere skill. Also, Ertz coming off an injury. The other thing this does is validate that the recovery from the shoulder injury has gone well.
Yeah.
So I would think that this tucks it all in, completely puts it to bed, turn the alarm clock on, turn the fan on, make it dark, whatever you got to do. Put it to bed. Nothing. Let's not have that come out for a couple of years.
At least a year.
Okay, at least a year. Fine, I'll be with you on that. At least a year. 365 days from now, maybe. We're sitting here on June 9th, 2018, maybe. But for right now, man, this is Jesse Ertz's team. The other thing it tells you, if Bill Snyder is willing to speak out like that, one, you feel pretty legitimate that is a valid statement there, that his arm strength really is good, but also that Bill Snyder trusts him not to get a big head, be a leader on the team. He kept stressing, I mean, immediately after the bowl game. We heard in the press conference after the bowl game, after they beat up on A&M, I'll be fair there, Aggies, but after they beat A&M in that press conference, he was already stressing, we can't rest on this, we can't think we're going to be awesome because we have a lot coming back and we just did this. He was already very concerned about that being a problem here, but yet is willing to go out and make that statement about Jesse Ertz. I think that tells you all you need to know about what he feels the leadership capabilities are and whose team this is. I think you're going to read some into that here because Bill Snyder is willing to make those type of statements that he feels that way about Jesse Ertz.
And I think that if you were to go back and look at the list of players that Snyder has complimented to this degree over the course of his second stint since he came out of retirement, the list is really pretty short. I mean, we heard him say some of these things about Colin Klein. Heard him say some of these things about Jordan Willis last year, Tyler Lockett when he was here, definitely. Maybe a couple other guys, and that's really about it. I mean, he compliments a lot of his players, but you do not often hear something as extreme as, I've never seen him throw the ball that well. You know, that's just a very extreme statement to make if we're comparing it to what we normally hear out of Bill Snyder. So I think that is extremely encouraging in every possible way.
No doubt about it. All right. Here's this on Bob Stoops. We've been talking a lot about him since he announced earlier this week that he's hanging it up at age 56. Played a big role in getting the K-State program up and running. He was on Bill Snyder's first staff back in 1989. And maybe a lot of people have forgotten about the twist to the Stoops-K-State relationship that I'm going to bring up here. But I do think it's worth talking about and bringing to the table. Because in 1998, man, and even into 2000 when Stoops came into Manhattan for the first time, we were watching that game the other day. I mean, it was a big deal that all those assistant coaches had come back after the quote-unquote raid of the coaching staff of K-State in 1998. So here you have Bob Stoops, who was willing to come here to Manhattan. He was a full-time assistant at Kent State when Bill Snyder brought him here. I think sometimes, at least I thought, and maybe some out there think, hey, he was just like a grad assistant at Iowa. Of course, he was ready for an assistant. Nah, he had an assistant coaching job at Kent State. And you're talking about, at that time, probably a better job than coming to K-State, even though it was a Big 8 job. He was willing to come here with Bill Snyder, spent 6 years on the staff, and he left as the co-defensive coordinator of the number one defense in the country. I thought that was the case. I literally double-checked it today. It was crazy. The NCAA website, they have like a scanned copy of a faxed-out list of every team and what their total defense was. But there at the top, sure enough, was K-State. So he was a part of the absolute toughest, hardest work here at K-State to get that program up and running, and did great things here. But then at the same time, you're talking about 1998 on the cusp of a national championship, going to the national championship game, and regardless of whether or not you think it had some kind of total direct effect on that game against Texas A&M, I would certainly imagine it doesn't help when your assistants, three of them, are fielding offers to go to Oklahoma and mulling what is a painstaking decision. I read a quote today from Brent Venables and digging up some old articles that he said at that point in time it was by far the hardest decision he had ever had in his life. If you're wrestling with that while you're also trying to take down a top 15 team to go to the national championship game, put the finishing touches on this comeback job or turnaround job at K-State, I think you can certainly argue that's not going to help. Would Mike Stoops have still gone to Oklahoma if Bob Stoops waits 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it would have taken? He's his brother. I think he's probably going to go. Brent Venables is probably going to go. I think you're probably still going to get those guys. At least, maybe I sound bitter, but me sitting here today, I think there's a fair criticism there to be like, hey, man, can't you just be, back off a little bit here? So, anyway, the point being, he played a role in perhaps the demise there of that 1998 team, which was the best chance it seems like this program will ever have, probably at a national championship. So how do you balance the Bob Stoops relationship here and what you think of the guy at the end of the day?
He had a role in it, there's no doubt. I used to feel very bitter toward him about it, and part of the reason for that was I was growing up. I had to take everything my parents said at face value, and my parents were telling me that he was a snake. You know, it, like the KD to the Warriors makes KD a snake, makes Bob Stoops a snake. As I've had a chance to formulate my own opinions on it and do my own research on it, I do feel more positive sentiment about Bob Stoops than negative, because there is not a guarantee that K-State would have won a national championship had he stuck around. You can certainly say, and God bless him, had Michael Bishop held onto the ball in the fourth quarter.
No, there's a guarantee. No, don't tell me there's no guarantee. That team's beating Tennessee.
Had he held onto the ball in the fourth quarter, it wouldn't have mattered. They would have gone to the national championship regardless of who was on the coaching staff. I think that Bob Stoops did a lot more good than bad for K-State, and I'll always have some respect for him for that.
I totally agree. I was setting that up somewhat, and as much as I love the 1998 team, and as much as I'm not over that from 1998, and never will be in my life, to be completely honest, everything that happened there, and I think most people probably fit in that same category, you're not in that position without Bob Stoops. You know, it's a tough thing to compartmentalize in your head, but I think you can do it and say, if we're taking the meter of, all right, is it overall more good or bad? You're holding things in each hand, left or right. One's the good side, one's the bad side. I think you've got more apples in the good side than in the bad side there. Just merely all the grunt work that it would have taken to be an assistant coach at that point in time, you got to have a respect for that. And at the end of the day, one thing we talk about a lot on the show here, and it came up in the Corey Sutton conversation and that saga that we've dealt with here recently, college football is a big time sport. And even back in 1998, it was getting to the point, I mean, it's really big business. It is cutthroat. You got to go do what's best for you. So Bob Stoops had to do what he had to do. If they had won that A&M game, he probably would have then it could have come up then because you have the national championship game on the horizon for K-State. Do you have to wait a month if you're Bob Stoops to go get those guys? So, you know, at some point in time, he did have to make that move. And I think you look back and respect not only what he did, but then how he has always treated Bill Snyder and the K-State program with a bunch of respect anytime he's spoken about it publicly since then. So I would think at the end of the day, most people, I feel, in my opinion, you should have more respect than anything else for Bob Stoops and feel good about him and what he did here, then lament what happened in 1998. And I hope that most people would be on board with that.
He put in quite literally incalculable hours to K-State's program. And regardless of how the 98 season ended, he turned K-State into what was arguably the best program in the country for a 6 to 7 year stretch.
Did you ever see the movie The Fighter? You seen the movie The Fighter? Mitch?
Nope. Is it the Mark Wahlberg movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, where he's a boxer? I felt like there were some parallels in that because it's like Mark Wahlberg's character, and I forget his name. Was he – I know his brother was Dickie. I always forget Mark Wahlberg's character's name. But he's not going to be in the position he was there at the end where he's got this like title fight, if not for his brother. But his brother also did all these damaging things to him along the way and dragged him down and – got him in fights he shouldn't have been in and mismanaged his career. But at the same time, he needed him in the end, and he was still the guy that helped lay the foundation for what he was. Sometimes you do have to compartmentalize these types of things as they did there to make a great movie. Great movie, by the way, The Fighter. Just saw it recently. Now, I'm always late to the game with movies. I'm not a big movie buff at all, so I just saw that recently. That's why it came to mind.
Now, as we talk about all these things, and we do agree that Bob Stoops deserves more praise than criticism for what he did at K-State, if he feels like he still owes it to the school to come back here and win a national championship for what he didn't do in 98, true, you feel more than welcome. That door is wide open. and I am not Gene Taylor, but I am going to go ahead and be K-State's acting athletic director here. Wide open, buddy. Come on in.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great point. I would like to second that, Bob Stoops. You can come be the coach here anytime you'd like. I might even take back the comment that 98 was the best chance the school level have to win a national championship if Bob Stoops were to walk through this door. You can't be serious at 550 when we come back to star-studded big money match game here on The Game.